Adams Show.
It's the Jeff Adams Show.
The Jeff Adams Show. This is for
the people. Live from Lakeland, Florida. It's the Jeff Adams Show.
You're listening to The Jeff Adams Show. The Jeff Adams Show is sponsored by...
A family unit is the unit that builds up a person's personality. How you behave and what you become in life is very much dependent on your family life. At Embrace by Grace, we believe your family should come first. Children who have a sound family background and who belong to a family with strong family ties are almost always happier. Thus, one cannot deny the importance of family life. Allow Embrace by Grace to show you and your family the way to a brighter future today. Visit us online at embracedbygrace.org and start growing your happy family today.
Sean hasn't discovered Audible.com yet. He uses his smartphone mostly for social media, where he's become quite skilled in abbreviated communicating. Sean thought this skill would be good to demonstrate to a potential employer who inquired about his spare time. OMG, iTotes, Heart Social Meet, Hire Me, LOLs. Don't be like unemployed Sean. Use your smartphone smarter. Try one of the hundreds of thousands of titles at Audible.com, an Amazon company.
The Jeff Adams Show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/The Jeff Adams Show. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Guys, I finally made it to New York City!
Ladies, shut the...
Lady, you're in New York, where random men drop the F-bomb, they could yell at your mom.
Woo!
How do you go from that to this? That's what I want to know. Little snazzy, jazzy.
That was good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
It's a Monday.
Is it?
Yeah. It doesn't feel like a Monday.
No, it doesn't.
Because every day feels like a special day because you get to do what you love to do, right?
Amen.
Yeah. So there you go. So welcome to the Jeff Adams Show .tv. You can check out the video stream, audio stream. We're live on Spreaker right now. Props to Spreaker.
Whoop, whoop.
And tune in.
Whoop, whoop.
And live. JeffAdamsShow.tv.
Whoop, whoop.
Audio or video. And let's get to it real quick. Introduce, produce the show, RC Chris, Cruising with Cruz. You changed your Twitter name, right?
Yeah, I did. It's actually Chris Cruz now.
Chris Cruz.
Chris Cruz, the DJ Chris Cruz. Yeah.
In the house.
Hitting the dials every hour on the hour.
So let's get to it. I mean, we got a wingdinger of a show today.
We do.
There's so much going on. So much. So much.
So much. So good. So good.
So much. So much. Real quick, recap the weekend. It's pretty good. Some people were asking in the chat room how the weekend went. It went good. I mean, not all went as expected. Going to the beach, we hadn't taken the boat out in probably a year. And
Hold up.
Yeah.
You have a boat?
Yes.
You have never told me this.
I said that last week.
No,
I got a boat.
No. Yeah. You have never said you had a boat.
I have got
Where's
a boat.
Where's the boat? I'm taking you to your house.
The boat's in storage. Out at the bay.
Oh, at the bay. That's different, though. Storage and bay is different.
Yeah, so...
Because if you say storage, I think like a U-Haul storage.
No. Okay. It's the high and dry. But anyways, I mean, you just totally just threw me off the train tracks there.
Winning.
Epic. Like, what's his face? Charlie Sheen. Winning.
Winning.
Remember that? All right,
yes.
So we take got to take the boat out. And, you know, my wife said it needs oil. So we bought some oil. Take it out, and we got one of those Mercury engines inboard. So it's really difficult. It fits about 8 people. It's not a big boat. But we took it out and put oil in it, the whole nine. It wouldn't get, when we tried to get out there, it just wouldn't, it automatically would shut off. And the people we invited my brother-in-law and his kids, and they'd never been out on the boat. They were so disappointed. So I've got to go some point, I don't know when, go drive down there, take the trailer and then take it into some shop to get it fixed. But beach, we went to decide to go to the beach, but I had to carry all this stuff to the beach. You know, it was like a public beach. And, you know, it was just ridiculous. I made like 8 trips to the place where we were going, and I got burned. I was in shade, but I got like burned on my arms really bad. So bad that when we stayed the night at the beach, we just decided the following day not to go to the beach. We just went home because we were so burned because I didn't put any block on. So,
hey, here's a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
Take your boat to your Cuban brother-in-law.
That boat wouldn't make it down there. But he did come on a boat. I kid you not. What is that wire?
It's driving me nuts.
That wire's hanging down. Thought it was a mouse or something.
It is a mouse.
So, let's get right to it. This morning, Chris. Yeah. Don't make this stuff up. And, you know, I'm driving into work like I always do, Monday through Friday. Driving in, minding my own business, like I should. Like everybody should, driving in Monday mornings.
Okay.
Or Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, whatever. Whatever day it might be. But you should always mind your business, right?
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, I was like, hey, well, you know what? I'll check out and see what's going on with Doc and Skip. So okay. I just said, you know, I got the Bluetooth in the van. So it's like, all right. So clicked it. I was just looking at my phone, driving like this with my hands out.
Yeah.
And trying to, you know, hit the Blaze application, mm-hmm. hit it, Doc and Skip, trying to get it. So to the right of me,
mm-hmm.
this complete chaos. I hear, burr, 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 burr. And this guy has 10 windows and his arms are all flaring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the heck is this guy?
Okay.
What is the deal with this guy? What's with these people? Right? So we get to a red light. And at this point, I'm annoyed. Okay. I mean, this guy's flaring his arms and then he rolls down his window.
Okay.
And he just says, and I rolled down my window and he said, hey, man, he goes, you're an idiot. I go, I'm an idiot? Don't call me an idiot. Are you crazy? Don't call me an idiot, sir. And I treated him with respect. And this is where I get all thug-like, you know. But I think I handled the situation really well. This guy just got just ridiculously rude with me. So, Chris, I'm not kidding. If you have a fish on the back of your car and you got a cross hanging from your rearview mirror, you better represent with me.
Oh, yeah. It goes back. Every time we talk about this, we always talk about this on the show. Christians, what the hell?
What the hell? That was a what the hell moment. I guess everybody has their bad days.
Yeah.
But I just confronted them. And funny, I was at the light at my church where I go to church. And I'm at the light and I'm like, hey, man. I go, you're a Christian? He goes, yeah, but you're an idiot. I'm like, don't call me an idiot. He goes, people like you put people's life in danger. You're on your phone. I said, sir, I'm on Bluetooth. I'm trying to get the radio station up. I'm trying to listen to Glenn Beck. And he goes,
so you blame it on Glenn Beck?
No, I was just telling him what I was doing. Not that it is in his business. This guy was ridiculous. And you know, I don't make this stuff up. I swear this happened to me. And I'm at the line, this old guy is arguing me. He had to be in his 60s, but I called him out. I'm like, dude, really? You got a cross hanging from your rear view. You got a fish on the back of your thing. You're a Christian. You're yelling at me to tell me an idiot. He goes, yeah, you're an idiot. And at that point, I think he was trying to get a rise out of me. I'm like, you know what? And then he's so worried about my business. You know, we're both neck and neck at the red light. We're first to go. Left, right. I'm left. He's right. And people start honking at us because we're arguing. I'm like, look at you. You're causing a backup because you're not paying attention. I go, plus, I'm trying to listen to Glenn Black. Woohoo! And I drove off. I handled it really well, Chris. Forget that guy.
That's good. That's good.
I thought he was going to follow me in the work or something. That was pretty spooky. He's going to beat me over the head with his rearview cross or something. With the fish on the back of the thing. But you know what? If you're going to confess to be a Christian in your car, you better regulate, and you better, you know what I'm saying? I guess everybody has bad days. And, you know, I had to, like, vent. So I called my wife.
Okay.
And I said, I told her what happened. Very clear on it. And she said, you know what? She gave me the benefit of the doubt. She goes, maybe that guy lost someone close to them, that someone was messing on their cell phone. And I'm like, you know, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need to take his anger and frustration on me because I wasn't doing anything wrong.
True.
I wasn't.
No, you weren't.
I was watching the road.
You weren't doing. Are you going to fight with me now?
Look.
Where's my dad's phone? I don't think your mom. See, this is the reason why your mom tells you that the first 15 minutes of this show is where you get all crazy.
Yeah. But I was like this. I was driving.
All right. Demonstrate.
And I'm driving. Hang on. Driving with the left.
All right.
And I'm trying to get the Blaze Network. But I'm driving. I can see what I'm doing.
Okay.
And then I look over.
Yeah.
The guy's going all crazy. And I have my phone right here. It's not like I'm going driving. I'm driving like this, trying to get the Bluetooth to work. Guy goes crazy.
That's pretty funny.
But you know what? Mind your freaking business. I said, what are you trying to do? Police me or something? He goes, yeah, you're an idiot. I don't call him an idiot. I'm not even going to call him an idiot on the show. I mean, just come on. For crying out loud, get a life.
So you didn't call him an idiot?
No, I didn't call him any names.
Okay.
Well, I was proud of myself. Normally I go black and go crazy. But
that's good road rage from you. No road rage from you, but road rage from the old man.
I was in front of my church I go to. And I go, you see that church right there? That's where I go to church. I said, so you're a Christian, right? Woo!
Well, that was your week.
Yeah,
that was a good week.
Yeah, way to start a morning.
Let's go to my week.
Yeah, like
Let's go to my week.
What you got?
All right, so my week was amazing. Other than me leaving my computer cord here, I did no homework. But over the week, remember when we talked about the Indiana law that passed?
Yes.
And caused like this big explosion. Well, here we had and I don't know if you heard about Memories Pizza. Have you heard about them?
I did now.
You do now. All right. Well, Memories Pizza. Here's what happened to Memories Pizza. A reporter went to this pizzeria and they asked them in Indiana, they asked them, hey, if a gay couple will come and they ask you to cater a wedding, would you? Well, the owners are Christian owners. They said no. Now, I'm going to hold it right
there.
Was
it the same guy that approached me in the car?
No.
Okay.
Now, let me backtrack. And I'm going to ask you, Jeff, you know, would you ever had a pizzeria cater your wedding?
No.
Exactly. All right.
That'd be called. Wait. I go back to that. I mean, it probably happens a lot where I live in Polk County.
But we're not talking about Polk County.
Well, I'm just saying in general. It's very WT. I'm just throwing it out there. All right, go ahead.
Anyways, so decided to start a GoFundMe. Have you ever heard of GoFundMe?
Yes.
You know, those campaigns.
Lots of musicians use it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dana from The Blaze, Lawrence from The Blaze, from The Dana Show, they decided to start a GoFundMe for this company because they've started to receive threats. They started death threats. We're not going to buy there.
Wow.
This is where they live, blah, 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 blah. So they started a GoFundMe with a $25,000 goal. That seems pretty decent, right? Because pizzeria...
It's not bad.
How much does a pizzeria even make a year? You know, they don't make that much. Not even, like, you have to be recognized, you know, like Pizza Hut.
My brother-in-law, he didn't make Easter dinner, but he works at Bonefish. He runs a kitchen. He said just in brunch alone yesterday, you know what they made?
What?
They had a $12,000 brunch.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you have a pizzeria, if you're pretty busy, you can make some pretty quick cash. I'd figure Friday and Saturday nights are probably your big nights, maybe Sunday night.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's what happened to they started raising money. And, you know, they started saying, oh, this is fake. Started saying that, you know, it was done by the GOP. The GOP created it. And they were just not, it was not even from them. It was a bunch of, it was like a, how do you say, a conspiracy. You know, it was like, ooh, this one. Well, at the midst of that, I get to find, and I'm just, you know, I don't know why in the world I was there. But I donated $5 because, you know, I'm not made out of money.
You like pizza.
And I like pizza. And I support, you know, them, you know, on their freedom. You know, that's different.
Right.
I support their free of choice who they decide to do business with.
Right.
Well, coming across a bunch of comments, I came across this comment here.
Okay.
And it's from Courtney Hoffman. And she says, as a member of the gay community, I would like to apologize for the mean-spirited attacks on you and your business. She's talking to the owner of the pizzeria.
Yeah.
I know many gay individuals who fully support your right to stand up for your belief and run your business according to those beliefs. We are outraged at the level of hate and intolerance that has directed at you and sincerely hope that you're able to rebuild your business. She didn't put the last part, but I'm guessing that's where she was going. You know, and believe it or not, and this is just freaking amazing. I'm just going to say the F word. So freaking amazing. Guess what happened?
What?
The Blaze picked it up.
Nice.
So the Blaze picked up my Twitter. And look at, if you guys look right here in the corner, it's been shared 30,000 times. This one article.
It's awesome.
It's amazing. And this was on April 2nd. On April 2nd, they had $445,000. That was just in one day. In
that
one
is
day.
Crazy.
And, you know, of course, my Twitter got featured. And Courtney, you know, everybody was so nice to her. They were, you know, that's a great thing I've seen in years. Why can't be more people be like her? Another one was, that's exactly what tolerance is. Bravo. Excellent. For you, Courtney Huffman, my hat's off to you, young lady. That is American, as noble as gesture as they come. I totally agree with all those. And guess what happened?
What?
I was able to contact Courtney Huffman.
Oh!
And I believe we have her on the line. And Courtney, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome! And this is Courtney. Well, Courtney,
First off, let's give you some applause.
Yes. Man. Way to go for standing up.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
So good.
So good. So good. Like I said, I don't know Courtney. We never met before. This is not a magic trick. We don't know what we're doing here. But like I said, Courtney is just amazing. And like I told you over the phone, my numbers, I had to get them corrected because I told you 25,000. It's actually 30,000. Yeah. And you made an impression of 49,000 impressions on Twitter through my account. I seen the picture blown up. You actually have a hashtag, Courtney Huffman. If you guys go to hashtag Courtney Huffman, you'll be able to see my tweet and all the nice stuff that that's been said to you.
Oh
now, Courtney, I know this is your first time on radio, so this is your debut on radio.
It is, yes.
It's amazing. Now, the big question is, why did you do it?
You know, it wasn't really just like one thing. My girlfriend and I are small business owners, and we think that there is a difference between like operating in a public market space and then attaching the name of your business to a private event. Like if we were asked to set up at an anti-gay marriage rally, mm-hmm. you know, we would have to decline.
Now, what is
and
your business?
You know, that's, I'm sorry?
What is your business?
Oh, we run a small kettle corn stand.
Kettle corn? Huh.
That sounds good.
That sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we go to like fairs and festivals and kettle corn.
You need to send a Jeff Adams show some of those.
Can we get some testing? You know, maybe make you a sponsor? We'll talk about this offline. yeah. Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah, so we just feel like that's our right, you know, to decide what events our business name is associated with. And we feel that, you know, the right to choose what private events you associate your business name with is a right that should be extended to everyone, you know, even people we don't agree with. Like, that's just kind of how rights and freedom work. And so that's really what got us talking about the pizzeria was, you know, just thinking about it kind of business owner to business owner.
Exactly.
But then, yeah, but then we started hearing all of these threats of violence and these just horrible hate-filled attacks that were, you know, thrown out at the pizzeria. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed so vastly different from the gay community that we know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the gay community that we know knows full well what it's like to be condemned for mm-hmm. doing nothing except living your life according to your beliefs. You know,
right.
The gay community we know has fought for decades for us to be able to live our lives out and proud without fear of violence or oppression. And we know so many gay individuals that fully support the freedom to live your life according to your beliefs and feel that that freedom extends to everyone, even the people that we don't agree with.
Exactly. So and here's a perfect example of what, you know, somebody told me, I heard over the radio, you know, if you're standing against gay hate, you're doing it wrong. But if you stand for freedom, you should be, you know, standing behind anybody and everybody that, you know, that just wants to, you know, go with their religious convictions. You know, that's all it's about. Now, another question, and these are questions that were brought up to me because when I sent out a tweet that you were going to be on our show, just so that you know, it was retweeted a lot and it made over 3,000 impressions on Twitter. And a lot of people were sending me questions for you. The other question that got sent out for you was, have you gotten any threats because of this?
No, I haven't actually. Everything has been so positive. It's just been amazing because I feel like a lot of the comments and whatnot that gets put out on the internet does tend to be very negative. And people, you know, I don't know if they just feel like anonymous, so they feel like they can say whatever they want. But that is kind of what, you know, when I first read the article, I was like, oh my goodness, I do not want to be a part of some negative, you know, thing. But all of the comments have been so positive and so just kind and supportive. And I have had people, you know, message me on Facebook and just say, you know, they're Christian and they, you know, would not go to a gay wedding. But they support, you know, kind of where I was coming from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't, it's been all positive. It's been really amazing.
Yeah, it's been really good. Now, like this whole uproar came out. And I know you told me, you know, that, you know, you did not mean to blow up like it did. You know, it got recognized by one of my favorite channels, which I'm pretty awesome. And a lot of your followers on Facebook have told me, hey, thank you for giving Courtney a time, you know, airtime. And here is, you know, if the owners were to listen, which I'm going to try my best to get this clip to them. And any owners out there, since you're a business owner and us here at this radio station, we're business owners, especially Jeff. We started a brand new, you know, multimedia company. You know, what message do you have for those business owners like Memories Pizza? You know, they're willing to stand for what they believe, you know, and they get all these hate backslash. What is your message to all those business owners out there?
You know, I feel like, it's not just for business owners. It's just for everyone, just for humans. You know, just because someone has a different belief or a different opinion doesn't mean that they're necessarily malicious. You know, they just hold a different worldview. And I think, you know, there's this tendency to group people together. They're one thing or they're another thing. You're either a Christian or you're a gay. But you can be both. Like, there's so many ands out there. You can be Christian and gay. And, you know, I just think that I don't know what to say.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I just think that there's a lot of room for differences and similarities between, you know, all of these businesses, all of these communities. And if we can remember that differences don't equal maliciousness and try to find kind of what we have in common, find, you know, the ands instead of the ors, you know, maybe we can move beyond threats of violence and have open discussions on the things that we don't agree on.
And yeah, that's exactly right, Courtney. You're one of the few Americans that actually get it. This is the land of the free where we can practice whatever we want to practice, whatever we believe in. And it's, you know, and it's and it's to the point where Americans have to respect that. And if you're really a true American, you have to respect the boundaries of that. And I just applaud you for what you've done. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. If other people would just grasp what just happened here, I think America would become a better place. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
People's personal beliefs get involved and they want to play God. You know what I mean? And it's just not right. Mm-hmm. It's not.
And here's the perfect way, like you said it, you know, we have to find those things that we agree on because, you know, I'm going to go out of limb here that me and you are here on pursuit of happiness, right?
Correct.
We love free market because you're a business owner. You know, leave the government out of my house and let me be. That is all I want to do. You know, I want the same freedoms that I have for my kids and for your kids and for the next people. Because here's the thing. People are thinking with emotions. When you think with emotions, you get hate. And here's a quote that the good old Jesus says, love thy neighbor like yourself. If We don't love each other like we're supposed to love each other. And if you're a Christian out there attacking gays and you're doing it because you're anti-gay, hey, guess what? You're doing it wrong because Jesus said, love everybody. Love everybody. That's always, I love everybody. I don't care what you do in your time. And I say, I've been saying this over and over in this show. I have my own sins to worry about than to worry about your sins. So do your life. Let me do my life. Mm-hmm. And I bet you we'll be all fine. And that's why I want to bring you on the show. Just like I said, I brought Josh Smith last week because he agrees on it. And he always wanted me to say that he's a gay lawyer. Because, and again, I don't believe on separation. We're all humans. We're all here for one reason. We want happiness. We want a bright future for us and our family. And that's what we're here. So I want to bring out and I want to highlight those good in people because Twitter and social media is so disruptive with so negativity that, Courtney, I do not know why, but I'm going to tell you this. I know why God told me to donate and look through the comments because you were there. You donated right after me, and I saw your name, and I was like, she is the one that I need to bring on the show to highlight, to see that, you know, not all this hate that is out there is coming from the gay community. It is not. You know, here we have a perfect example. Courtney, she just wants freedom, just like everybody does wants freedom, you know? And when you get emotions, it just gets a little wrong. Courtney, I just want to thank you for coming on the show. Like I said, I'll try to get this clip over there, and we're going to have to talk about this popcorn thing that you got going on.
Because I'm hungry now.
We would love to have some popcorn. And then have you, you know, since you already made it on the radio, have you back again, and we'll talk about your business. Have to be some popcorn or kettle corn, whatever that is. All right.
Sure. Yeah.
You have a good one. Okay.
Thanks.
That was amazing. That was amazing. I just love it. It's just, it goes to the point that, you know, this is the people we need to be highlighting. We need to highlight the positive to outweigh all the negative out there. And it's just amazing.
It totally is amazing. I mean, like the guy this morning, right? If he would just get it, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody will get it. If everybody gets it, we'll be all good.
It's just like people like to meddle. People want to meddle in people's lives. And guess what? Don't do it.
Yep.
It's not our place to do it.
Yep.
So, man, that was awesome, Chris. Congratulations on a productive weekend.
Thank you. It was a really productive
weekend. Chris doesn't just sit back and watch Netflix. He gets busy on the weekends.
Yes, I do.
And a four-day weekend. Yes, so props to you, man. That is phenomenal.
Thank you.
Makes the world a better place.
It does.
It makes America a better place, for that matter.
We need to highlight those people. That is the key concept right there. Highlight those people.
The positive people.
Look the positive people. Because there's already negative people out there.
Yeah.
So you just got to find. And they're there. We've made two examples in 2 weeks. Josh and Courtney.
Yeah.
The people are there.
Yeah, the media just corrupts everything. If we're going to do this stuff, let's always do positive.
Amen.
Always. No negative. Yep. I mean, sometimes we got to talk about negative things with the news, but I'm like, talking about stories like this, let's do all positive because that's what America needs right now. We need positivity.
Yeah, and just to give you guys a heads up, the GoFund ended out at.
All right, here we go.
We don't have a drum roll, but.
Yeah, oh, claps. My
goodness. We got some claps. It ended on $842,000.
That.
387.
Oh my gosh. That is incredible.
And guess what? That was 2 days, Jeff. Just 2 days.
Incredible.
And $20 that Courtney put up were quoted the best $20 investment ever.
Wow.
And actually, Memories Pizza broke record. It was number 2 in Gulf and GoFund ever.
I guess I'll clap on that one.
It broke record. It broke records. So mad props to Dana and her team. They did a fantastic job. And here's one thing, guys. You don't have to be part of the Blaze. You don't have to be part of the Jeff Adams Show. You could do this on your own.
You know what's funny about that picture, though?
What is funny about that picture?
You don't follow her.
Oh, that's a snap. No, it's a snap. What? It's a snap.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, of course I follow
her. I'm
kidding. But it was good. It's good. It's good.
Positive news on the Jeff Adams Show. We're trying to make a difference here. We're going to take a quick break. And let me tell you something. You know, this put me in a great mood.
Oh.
Good things that happen in the world, in America. We're going to have what you call
a good year.
Yeah, a good time with our co-host, Lisa. And hopefully, I don't put it too hard. I hope I'm not too hard on her. coming from the entertainment industry. You know, but
I don't think she knows that either.
But you know, we're going to give her open forum to perform because she's a performer. She's a writer. She's creative. That's what we're about here on the Jeff Adams Show. We'll be back after this break with Lisa.
You're listening to The Jeff Adams Show. It's creative comedy for ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
Hey world, it's 6:34 a.m. and I'm just about to start my morning run.
For thousands of years, stories have been told. Funny, sad, thrilling, touching. Each story has been told by a different person who's given it a unique flavor, their own voice. Times have changed, we've changed, but everyone still wants to be heard. Now it's your turn to share your stories with the world with your own voice. Introducing Hear Me Out, the new way to share the real you.
Join with me on Hear Me Out app, where you could be featured on The Jeff Adams Show with Hear Me Out. Just use hashtag The Jeff Adams Show and ask us anything you want, and we might play your audio clip live on the air every single week. That's hashtag The Jeff Adams Show on Hear Me Out app. Ask us anything, and we might play your clip live on the air. So join the revolution at Hear Me Out.
Listen to J.A. Creative.
Yes. Tune in. Tune in to what? What am I tuning in to, Chris?
Oh, man, come on. Really? If you go to your app store, you could go check it out, TuneIn. Download them, search for J.A. Creative, and listen to us 24/7.
That sounds like a great deal.
It does.
Can you do it on your Android device, too?
You can do it on Android. You can do it on your iTunes. You can even do it on the computer. Search TuneIn.com. And search for J.A. Creative.
But why would anybody want to take this station with them? I don't understand that at all. But anyways, go download the app quickly. Tune in, baby. Yes! Just gotta go back to the claps. Yes. Gotta go back to the claps.
Yes.
Great day here at the Jeff Adams Show. Great day. Fantastic.
So good.
So great. So, man, I gotta tell you, this is a great Monday.
It is.
It's just a great Monday.
It is.
People always going into work all mad and they're all going to work. But man, I'm happy to come to work. It's a Monday. Great news, man. So here we go. I'd like to introduce our special co-host today. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce her last name.
Here we go again.
Lisa. Lisa. How do you pronounce your last name?
Vikingsted.
Vikingsted. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you joined us today here on the Jeff Adams Show. You probably, man, it was a very productive weekend for Chris. I'm complaining about boat problems and some guy yelling at me and Chris is changing the world.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I had no idea about that. And that kind of, like, makes me super angry. Like, the
wow.
the whole just, I mean...
Ignorance.
Well, ignorance in terms of if you're saying that you can't attack anti-hate things, like, that just kind of erases the little struggles that it goes through. It's like it's kind of trying to mask it, it seems. Like, if it, to say you can't attack anti-gays, that just seems crazy to me. That's we have to attack hate if we can't, otherwise they're going to continue. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's what Chris was saying with, like, you can't attack anti-hate,
right?
You just have to say let freedom reign. But it's like, how can you stop hate if you just ignore it,
right? They're making a difference. Sounds like Chihuahua needs to go potty.
Either that or Grandma just stepped on the dog.
Grandma's beating the dog. Grandma, stop it.
Well, like, isn't that what he was saying? Like, you can't attack anti-gays? Like, that just seems like it's, like, the craziest sentence I've ever heard. Like that's bad to attack anti-gays?
No, no, no. I'm talking about the dog in the background. We heard the dog squeak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just a little shaken up by that.
Hey, you know what? Now, you know, we were serious, but now it's time to have some fun, Lisa.
Yes. We have a comedian
right?
in the house.
So you got to put your, you know, you got to put your comedy hat on. Right? You ready to do that?
It just seems.
It's showtime. It's showtime, Lisa. I'm here to see you do stand up. I'm in the crowd right now. And you just got that news. So as a comedian, Lisa, how do you separate, like, personal life and performing? So if you're going through, like, a bad day, something just hits you hard, like what just happened, like it just hits some emotions with you. How do you separate that world, Lisa?
Oh, it depends if it has to do with what I'm going through or not. Like, if I were to say some jokes about people that had those views, it would probably heighten it. If it didn't have to do with it, I'd have to do something where I just completely cut it off, but I'd feel guilty about it, obviously.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm the same way. I think I can't separate a lot of things. Whatever I'm going through, because I'm a jokester kind of guy, you know. But if there's but if there's something I'm going through something, I really can't separate. I feel like I have to get off my chest in the media world or whatever I did. I used to be a musician. I used to play music, and I felt like, all right, let me say during my break through my songs what I'm feeling, what's going on in the world, and I would say it and leave it there and play the next song. And I find doing this show is the same way. You know, it's therapeutic more than anything.
I kind of have, like, really a lot of respect when I see performers. They just have, like, a moment where they just completely, something affected them, and they're just real with people because they feel it's a strong message. Because that's what we do comedy for, to expose things that, and if you don't have a joke about it to expose it at that moment, you might as well speak what you're thinking about, because otherwise you're doing a disservice.
But Lisa, you have a very important job. You realize that?
Oh, yeah.
When you hashtag comedian or you're a slash comedian, anything Lisa slash comedian, it's a very important job because the world is so serious. I mean, the media is so serious, and sometimes you just got to, you know, poke fun at yourself or laugh at the situation. And because people are, I mean, this is dark times. Comedians are so important in these times just to get a little mini vacation, you know, from the reality of what we're going through. And that's, you know, there's many comedians I enjoy. There's lots of them on YouTube. How did you get your start? Did you start on YouTube doing videos and things?
No, not at all. I'm just starting now with that. I started doing, like, UCB, like Upright Citizens Brigade and People's Improv Theater, and I've been doing that since I was, like, 16, 17. I did, like, house teams, sketch teams at the Pit for a few years, and now I'm working with a team, Van Damme Comedy, and we're working on our second video now. We're doing mostly sketch videos online on YouTube.
Why Van Damme Comedy?
We love the name Van Damme. It just is a like a strong name.
Did you guys get an LLC? Sounds cool. Did you guys get an LLC on that yet?
No.
Okay.
But we have the name online.
I'm going to tell you about a story about Van Damme. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
That guy is a perv.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'd appreciate you talking about the casting couch or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he sexually harassed. He just would get girls in there and say, hey, you're going to be in my next film. And he would tell them to, you know, derobe.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Van Damme. There you go. Van Damme. You might want to change your name.
Wow.
he's a smut meister.
Way to ruin her name.
Well, we don't. We don't. We're not doing it to be that guy.
She's changing the name.
Well, you know what? You know what, though? That guy, he did change his tune. Well, he didn't change his tune. It's really sad. We used to have GoDaddy as a sponsor, and he used to do the videos for him. And it was pretty sad that you have to do GoDaddy.com commercials.
Mm.
I don't care anymore. GoDaddy's not a sponsor, so forget them. Suckers.
Yeah.
Eat that, GoDaddy.
Eat that, GoDaddy.
So, basically...
Yeah, maybe we'll change it. We might change it now.
Suckers. You should call it Grandma's Couch.
No, then it's just, I feel like I would associate that with more sexualness.
What? Grandma's couch? What are you saying about your grandma? What are you saying about your grandma?
I don't know. People just want to associate grandmas with, like, sex all the time.
Grandmas?
Whoa. Would they?
Yeah.
Where do you live? Where do you live? Where are you located at?
New York City.
There you go. New York. New York! Hey, because there's a place here in Florida. Oh, we're located in Florida called The Villages.
Oh, The Villages, yes.
Yeah, do you realize that The Villages, it's a retirement place where you come to retire, and they got this whole city, basically. It's called The Villages. The STDs are out the roof. It's the highest STD rate in the United States of America.
Wow.
Grandpa and grandma swinging it.
That ties into what we talked about this morning. With
never
the old
know
man
what you
going.
Got till it's gonorrhea.
Oh, my gosh. Did you just say that?
Yep.
So what? Oh, my gosh. Good grief.
Zing.
So let me ask you this. Did you hear about, you're in entertainment. So did you hear about this? Let me find the story here. I actually saw the commercial. I worked in the music industry for like 22 years, left and started this company, you know, a year and a half ago, something like that. I don't know. Maybe a year. But basically, Tidal.com. I saw commercials yesterday watching a basketball game, Lisa and Chris.
Yeah.
And I heard about this is if you know anything about the music industry, it's just tanking. You know, Taylor Swift a while ago, she pulled her music from Spotify and she sold 1.5 million records first week, which was amazing. But she's Taylor Swift. So Jay-Z, Jay-Z and
Rihanna.
Arcade Fire, Beyonce, Calvin Harris, Coldplay, Daft Punk, Jack White, Kanye West, Madonna, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, and Usher all bought the streaming company, and they started advertising during the basketball game. So basically what they're telling is, I think what they're probably going to do, if they have still the rights to the music, they're going to pull it from Spotify, and they're starting this own streaming network to encourage people to purchase things again. And I think... You know, for the past 10 years, people have just been pirating music anyways. I think it's over. They might have good thinking on that, but I don't know. I mean, Taylor Swift is she's the real deal. We were talking about her last week. But Taylor Swift, you know, she did amazing things because she cares about her fans.
Oh, yeah.
She goes out, you know, sells out arenas, but she's out, you know, passing out water bottles before her shows to her fans. She's the real deal. So I don't know, you know, I don't.
Would now, you, how much?
$10. $10 to purchase certain artists. And I wouldn't do it. I'm just not going to do it. For higher quality MP3s.
$20.
$20 and stuff. Come on. I wouldn't do it. I don't care. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I'm getting senile. But I just don't care anymore. I really don't. I mean, I came from that world. And I just really don't care anymore about buying, purchasing music. Because it's over. The only people that really buy music in the United States... Is it in the United States? The rest of the world doesn't buy it. They all listen to Spotify.
Yeah.
It's true. So what do you feel about that? I mean, because we and Chris were kind of, I said, let's save it for the show. Let's get her take on it too, because you're in entertainment. Mm-hmm. But this kind of affects all of us down the road, because how do you get paid for your content? How do you protect it? Music's the prime example what not to do. But if this starts, this is going to start a revolution where it's going to happen in film. It's going to happen in what we do. Because people, I mean, this show is free. You can download it for free.
Yeah.
It's
already starting to happen it happens when you have a platform like just and the internet just to level out You don't need to have a paying gig to then be heard by people. It's like that's you see these people that have millions of views on YouTube. They only get paid thousands of dollars for their views. So they then have to go get, I mean, the best thing that can happen is them going and getting legit jobs off of that exposure. But if they just keep on with YouTube, they're not going to get paid well to enough to live. So that's already happening with a bunch of other things.
Well, YouTube's great. I mean, it gives people full-time jobs, but the reality of what they're
getting...
It
doesn't, though.
I know some people that do have full-time jobs off YouTube, you know, like Ed Bassmaster and Jack Vale. They've been doing it for a while, but I mean, what they could initially do because of what YouTube did for them, they could go take their crowd base off of YouTube and go to a private, you know, CDN, you know, video host server and content delivery network. That's what a CDN is. And they could take their fan base and go over there and make a lot more money probably. But I mean, they give, you know, it's the same with these record companies. They give you an opportunity, but what, you know, there's no platform for the next person coming up. It's really, really difficult. I mean, you know, we're talking about Jay-Z, we're talking about Beyonce, Madonna, you know, all sold millions of records. Same thing with these YouTube people. They all have a million subscribers, but the model that YouTube gives, I mean, they only give a fraction of the money that YouTube actually makes off the API integration with the commercial pre-rolls. So they're giving just a little to the content creators. And me and Chris were talking, Chris can chime in on this too. It's just, it's scary because, you know, we're still content creators. What we do on this show, we give it away for free. So basically, you know, we run off advertising, you know, or, you know, private funding. So it's like, it's a really, really scary time because to cross that bridge with creativity and you're creating quality content, what do you do with it? You know, I mean, there's no really big platform to really market what you're doing. Because there's so much out there. The internet's saturated everything. There's a website for everything, how to distribute everything. So as a comedian and a writer, you know, what are your plans of like taking it to the next level of how to get that exposure? Maybe you can help some people today.
I think, if you know, that's a good question. There's not an answer. There's no like real way to do that. You just have to like figure out, I guess for me, I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring out like what my best platform is and where my biggest fan base would be and just how some things don't translate too. If you try to do like a podcast, like it might not work as well as doing like a YouTube channel or something. You just have to try out what works best for you. I've never seen something that doesn't get any views or doesn't get any exposure that's like really quality that just you would just be like, why is this not, you know, why is this person not working? And what, like, not really seen many of those. So I think is you're consistently creating content over time, like someone does take notice, but it's for most people, you're not going to get that encouragement to then keep doing that over a period of time. So I think it's just, I think a lot of things will have to develop over time, like more things like maybe like Vine has gotten people,
yeah,
jobs and things like that. So new things will keep coming out depending on the needs of people. Like if they're not getting paid for YouTube things, like they go to, if some people get shows off of Vine, like a web series off of that or something like that. It's also like who you know in the real world,
right?
Like Broad City was from a web series, and you know they were through UCB and then they got shown their video to Amy Poehler. So it's like that. They didn't just get famous off of their web series. They knew people who could then show it to someone. So it's right now there's like no real answer. It's just figuring it out.
Here's a perfect example. And I'm going to give you, because the reason I'm going to say, because I read that article and believe it or not, the model that they're using, and I don't know if you knew this, Jeff, is The Blaze. If anybody know who,
right,
The Blaze is, The Blaze is started by Glenn Beck. Who is Glenn Beck? Well, Glenn Beck used to work, he started here in Tampa. Well, we're not in Tampa, but started here in Florida. You know, he got syndicated, he got big, went to Fox, then went to CNN. I don't know if I got those messed up. I think he went to CNN, then Fox. But guess what? He didn't, you know, he was like, I want bigger, I want more. So what he do? He created a entertainment online-based business, started, you know, I paid $10 a month for that one channel.
They should give it to you free at this point.
But think about it, you know, and to answer your question, Jeff, the problem that we got going on right now is that people are getting lazy. They want that quick cash. And I love how free market is working, because the reason about Tidal and all these big Spotify, Zongza that we used at the pre-show, all these companies, it's all based on capitalism. Where can we get more content? And a perfect example is, if you have an idea, what a best way to view, just to step out in faith, like me and Jeff are doing, just take it up. You know, you might fail like 50,000 times, but you never know. You might have that one answer or that one key. Because I believe that Glenn opened a door, opened that imagination. Like, oh my God, if he can make it, you know, anybody can make it. Yeah, he sells books and stuff like that. But seriously, if you think about it, the model for this business is the same as model as him. You know, give me $10 and I will give you content. You know, just like us is free, you know, we get our money, you know, from private companies or private investments. But if you really love what you're doing and you're creative, you could do anything. You could really do anything. You just pursue it, and content is key. Just like Jeff always tells me, content is key.
King. Well, people, content is king. Go ahead, Lisa.
People also want to see people doing it because they're just having fun. They don't want to see people doing it so they can make money. So that's also part of it. Like, I remember when I was much younger, like 15 or so, like when YouTube had just come out, and I would be watching these vlogs. I didn't know who the hell it was, and they weren't doing something quality, but I was interested, and I know they were just doing it because they wanted to do it. And that's kind of the same reason I get interested in people now. If they're just doing it to make it, I'm not really as interested as someone who has an idea and it's fascinating to me and it's connecting to me. If someone feels like they can connect to me, I feel like I'm doing a better job than me just being like, oh, look at this because I'm in it and I just want to show people this. It's rather better if I'm like, hey, I think you can relate to this. Like, this is for you.
Right. So, well, let me ask you this. I mean, what's your ultimate goal doing this? We got a caller on the line. I got to get to him in a minute. But what's your ultimate goal to do this? Long term, like, for example, do you know who Angela Johnson is?
No.
She does. She was on Mad TV. She did like Bon Qui Qui, the nail skit.
Yeah.
She married a friend of mine that I used to manage. That was a musician, and she sells out like comedy clubs all across the United States. But if you talk to her, all she wants to do is act. She was on the episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. She was in Chipmunks 2. She was like the female interest in Chipmunks 2. But she wants to do like serious, like CSI type shows, but she's selling out like comedy clubs, you know, it's her gig, you know? And I'm like, wow, you know, what's your ultimate goal as a comedian? Where do you really want to see if you could see yourself in 10 years, where would you want to be?
I don't see 10 years from now. I really just stopped having like that ultimate one goal a while ago when I started to really like what I do right now. And I kind of just want to do it all the time and do it in many different ways. And just when you first start out, everyone's goal is like, let's go to SNL, let's write for SNL. Like, I know like a lot of my past teachers, they're writing for it or they did. And, you know, it's specific ways of doing comedy. And I just kind of want to always be doing it and always doing it in different ways and growing. And there's not one ultimate goal.
So basically you want to do like stand-up comedy?
No, I just want to do like everything. I just want to keep doing more and more and more. I want to do web shows and just different.
Okay.
You know, I don't think I need one thing I need to do.
Well, we have this guy that calls every single day. The show, so we're gonna get to his phone call. Let's check in with Matt Baxter real quick. Matt, you there?
How you doing, Jeff?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Where are you at today?
Home, dude. How's your Easter?
Oh, it's fantastic, Matt. I can't complain. Have you been listening to the show? On hold.
All right.
Have you been listening to the show on hold?
Yeah.
How do you like it so far? You got any questions for Lisa?
Pretty funny, man. That girl's pretty good.
Yeah?
What did I do?
Oh, that's so Don't get free.
We love Matt Baxter. He calls in every single day we do a show. He's just a faithful listener, and he just calls to say what's up every single day. So how was your Easter, Matt? What'd you do? Did you find some Easter eggs?
Perfect.
It's perfect?
No Easter eggs for me.
Did you play any...
Well, I did go to church and stuff, which is pretty good.
Did you play any Dungeons and Dragons with your brother?
Not yet, but I'm going to next week.
How does that even work? What's the deal with Dungeons and Dragons?
I played it once.
Let me show you how it works.
Okay, tell us.
Okay. Go on these little adventures, okay?
Right.
And you got to fight, like, certain monsters and stuff, like dragons or, you know, like zombies, dragons or evil wizards or something like that.
Something like that, all right. Okay.
And you got to, like, roll your dice, and you got to say, I'm going to blah, blah, this thing and do that thing. And it's like a game. It's kind of like an adventure. You do different stuff, an adventure, and you... kind of roll dice to see what you got to do and stuff. It's pretty fun.
It's kind of like life, isn't it? You just got to roll the dice and see where it goes, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Bet it all on black, Matt? Do you bet it all on black, Matt?
No.
You don't? Why?
No.
Why not betting all on black?
Absolutely.
What?
What? Here we go again.
What did you say, Matt?
Absolutely.
I guess black it is.
Are you a gambler, Matt?
Absolutely.
Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you gamble at Hard Rock Casino?
No.
Really? Any Bigfoot sightings, UFOs, anything like that?
Nah, but I saw the Easter Bunny.
You did?
Did you get a picture?
Yeah.
You got a picture?
No, but...
Did you sit on his lap at the mall?
No, though.
You sit on his lap in the mall?
No.
I'd like to see that picture, Matt. So did you play any Striper over the weekend?
Yeah, I played a little bit.
Yeah? You never get tired of Striper, do you?
Not really.
To hell with the devil, man. Thanks for calling. Matt Baxter.
No problem.
Yeah.
Love you, Matt.
You. That was an interesting conversation.
I love his perspective on Dungeons and Dragons and stuff.
I was really bad at it.
Oh, yeah? Did you get
the
to play?
The best part was, like, making up your own character, but I just was confused because there was no set thing to do to whatever thing you had to do, like I was saying. He was like, hey, you just roll the dice to see what you got to do to whatever you got to do. And so, but those aren't things that they give to you. So you just, the whatever master, the game master, just makes up the thing.
Did you say game master?
Yeah, I think it's game master or something. Some master.
Dungeon master.
Like oh my gosh.
The leader of the game.
It's a dungeon
master.
They
make up what you can do. And they just say what happens. So like they're just essentially just improvising like whatever happens. And I'm like, that's not a rule. That's not real.
They used to say back in the day with this game that it was the devil's game. And, you know, Matt just called. Matt lives a very simple life. And, you know, but he listens to Striper, this 80s Christian metal band that sings To Hell with the Devil.
But I would love to hear a podcast with him.
But he's playing, you know, Dungeons and Dragons. Well, that's with these people.
We're trying to get him down here in our studios.
Yeah, he's like 44 years old. 44 years old. Calls in every single day.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
But we're going to get him on the show. We're going to get him and Bubba Bo Beard from Alabama on the show. Because they call in all the time, too. Bubba must be doing something today.
Yeah.
And call in.
He's usually on StreamUp.
He's normally on StreamUp, but he's not today. I don't see him there. Because he normally says, hey, everybody. I'm Bubba Bo Beard. But you know what, Lisa? Thanks. I mean, dude, it's already 1 minute till.
I know. Yeah. We're gone for today.
Lisa, you got to come back. You want to come back sometime?
Sure.
Oh, that didn't sound so...
She's like, sure.
Call my agent.
I feel like we didn't give you enough time.
I know we didn't.
We didn't because the time flew by. We had that beautiful news over the weekend and stuff. Yeah. But we're going to book you again. You wanna come back on the show?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that. We love having you. But, you know, next time, I want you to work on your stand-up routine because you're going to do it here live on the Jeff Adams Show. We're going to give you the microphone. And you're going to have 5 minutes to wows us. How about that?
Wow. Awesome.
That'd be great. Because I love stand-up comedy. So, you know, work on your material. Chris will be in contact, and we're going to do it here live on the Jeff Adams Show. I think it'll be awesome.
Great.
All right?
Yes.
So.
Thank you.
Everybody, thanks for hanging out. Great Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Jeff Adams Show.